Claremont's varsity girls soccer team can't stop winning, by Andrew Alonzo. Tuesday evening saw another victory for the Claremont High School girls varsity soccer team, who dispelled of a competitive Bonita Bearcats team 2-0 at home. Two second-half goals were what gave Claremont the edge on Tuesday, but despite the scoreline, Claremont's offensive force found it difficult to convert their chances against Bonita across 80 minutes. The Bearcats either cleared their lines when Claremont got too close to goal, or got in the way of Wolfpack attempts on goal. Speaking about Bonita's performance was CHS girls varsity head coach Tim Tracy, who had this to say.
They played well. They were very organized in the back. They had a plan to counter on us, and you know, they got in on us a couple times. I don't like playing Bonita because they compete so well, and it's a rivalry. You know, these kids all play club together, and you know, we live 2 miles from each other.
The Claremont girls kicked off the first half, and for the opening 6 minutes, it was all Claremont pressure that Bonita's defense was absorbing. Claremont created a solid scoring chance early on when senior forward Madison Woolden put in a dangerous cross from the right wing, but no Wolfpack player was able to get a touch on the ball when it came fizzling past the 6-yard area. Minutes later, following another missed Claremont opportunity, Bonita used the home team's pressure to their advantage and sprung a fast break, one of Bonita's only real chances of the match. After a simple save by Bonita's senior goalkeeper, Angelina Hurt, she launched the ball forward towards her strikers, and it bounced over the heads of Claremont's midfield and defense. The bad bounce set off a foot race between senior defender Jasmine Armas and sophomore Bonita forward Natalie Kuba, which Kuba won, but not before Armas stuck out her leg to thwart Kuba's shot on goal. Armas said,
"And then I knew if I wasn't sprinting back, she was going to score. She had an open shot. So when I was sprinting back, I just went and slide tackled and stopped the ball. I was relieved. Because I was honestly scared. I was like, oh my gosh, they're not going to score right now."
The chance stayed alive for Kuba, but her follow-up attempt lacked the same venom as the first, with the shot going directly into the grasp of Claremont's senior goalkeeper, Gianna Bonnet. After 10 minutes of play, another scoring chance opened up for CHS, this time for Claremont's senior left winger, Mia Gomez, who struck the ball just outside the 18-yard box. Bonita's goalkeeper saw it coming the entire way, however, and made an acrobatic save to keep the game leveled at 0-0. Throughout the first half, Claremont continued to pepper Hertz's goal with shots from inside and outside the box, but chances went begging for the Wolfpack. The best chance of the first half came to Claremont with 3 minutes left to play. On the edge of the box, senior midfielder Maddie Coles put in a high cross, which grazed the head of sophomore striker Isabella Salas, who contorted her body to get the attempt on target as the cross was a little behind her forehead. Salas' header took some of the sting out of Coles' cross, but caused the ball to change direction and momentum drastically, which Hurt did not anticipate. While the goalie scrambled to read the path of the soft header, Hurt made the save and kept the game leveled going into halftime. Bonita kicked off the second half and enjoyed possession for a few seconds until Claremont went back to their highly efficient pressing Bonita players who had possession and cutting off their passing lanes. Sadly for Bonita, many of their first half problems, such as big or bad touches, miscued passes, and a disorganized midfield, remained prevalent throughout the second half. About 7 minutes after the second half kickoff, Claremont senior forward Natalie Turiace opened up the scoring with a stunning curling effort that left Hurt rooted to her goal line. The shot from outside the box fell deliciously into the top right corner of the goal, where no goalie would or could have gotten to it. The goal brought not only the Claremont bench to their feet, but also the crowd, clearly in awe of the effort. Here's what the player had to say.
I really wanted to score, so I saw my open space and I just took the shot, and I noticed the keeper was like on the left side of the goal, so I shot on the far side, and luckily I got it. But yeah, like I really wanted to score, so yeah, it felt really nice, and since it was such a close game, I was excited.
About 10 minutes after the goal, Gomez tried a curling effort of her own from the left wing, which came close to going in, but just hit the crossbar on its way down. More Claremont pressure followed, but Bonita stood firm and did their best to not give up another chance. With 12 minutes left to play, following a failed Bonita attack, Claremont senior midfielder Riley Zitar pounced on a loose ball and drove her way across Bonita's defenses and the halfway line. She then sent Salas on her way down the right wing. Salas took a big touch, looked up, and found midfield partner Maddie Coles, waiting for a cross in the box. Coles received a high cross and simply redirected the ball's momentum with her head and into Bonita's net, making the score 2-0. As soon as she struck the ball, Coles said she knew it was going in.
It was mostly Salas. I just tapped it in. But you always get this like feeling right before like you score. And I just had that feeling, so I crashed, tried to get in front. And Salas always puts the ball in super nice. So it's just a matter of getting on top of it and just redirecting. So it was good.
The second goal put the game out of reach for Bonita, who struggled to find any offensive magic or cohesion during Tuesday night's game. Claremont continued to pound on the door of Bonita's goal during the final 10 minutes of the game, but did not find another way through. The win boosts Claremont's overall record up to 15 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw. The Wolfpack also sit comfortably in first place of the Palmeiras League with a perfect, undefeated 6-0 record. Despite the girls' team's success this season, Coach Tracy said they still have pivotal games coming up against Ayala and Alta Loma, with the Braves right on the heels of the Wolfpack at second place in the Palmeiras League. The Braves boast a 5-1 league record and a 9-2-1 overall, with their only league loss coming against Claremont on January 13th. Claremont's next league game was played against Chino Hills Ruben Ayala High School Thursday evening at home. Results can be viewed at www.maxpreps.com. The Lady Wolfpack's next game will also be against the Bulldogs of Ayala, beginning at 5 p.m. on Saturday in Chino Hills. As of press time, the Bulldogs sit third in the Palmeiras League with an even 3-3 record and 6 wins, 9 losses, and 2 draws overall. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.